Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is a Thursday, so we have the University of Jamestown joining us. We have Erin Klein. She is the president's assistant at the University of Jamestown. And Tina Lawrence. She is senior vice president at the university. And Tina and Erin, welcome to our show.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Always excited to talk about the university every Thursday. Lots of things happening at the university, and a very, very big one that will go down in history at the University of Jamestown, the inauguration of the 14th president at the University of Jamestown. Dr. Polly Peterson will be inaugurated on September 27th. And there's a couple of events leading up to that inauguration, and we want to invite the public to attend as many of these events as possible. So Tina or Erin, when do these events kind of kick off, and what can people expect during the week?
Well, really starting Tuesday of that week, Dr. Peterson has a special event that's important to her. She'll be reading in 3 elementary classrooms locally.
Okay.
So she's excited to go into classrooms where our alumni are the teachers. So that will kick off some of the special events going on that week, and that starts off on Tuesday, the 25th.
Perfect. Okay.
And then Wednesday on the 26th, there's actually a pretty full day of events. The university will be hosting a leadership workshop for students from Jamestown High School. So there will be a panel, and Dr. Peterson will be leading that panel.
Okay.
Just to introduce high school students to the topic of leadership and developing a leadership style and so forth. So we're looking forward to inviting those students to come to campus for a couple hours.
And, okay.
Also on that day in the afternoon, and this event is open to the public at 3 o'clock in the J House, the former Hanson Gymnasium. There's going to be a panel entitled Role and Responsibilities of Education in Preparing Tomorrow's Leaders.
Wow, okay.
So we've invited in people who specialize in leadership, Polly Peterson being one of them, of course. And that is open to the community. We would invite anyone to come and attend. It should be an interesting discussion about the future of education.
Yeah, certainly. And you pointed it out too before we jumped on here. This is not just a celebration of the inauguration of Dr. Peterson, but it's also a celebration of the University of Jamestown for the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And our responsibilities in educating our future workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. Erin Klein and Tina Lawrence again joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. And then does that kind of wrap up Wednesday, Tina?
Well,
is there a couple other things?
No, we're actually squeezing a little event in between the two leadership summits and panels. And that is because, you know, really the university is all about the students. So the president and the president's cabinet and council over the lunch hour are going to be in the Knight Hall dining room, and we are going to be serving the students.
Oh, that's awesome.
We want them to understand it's all about them.
Yeah.
And this is a way that we can show that by the administration.
Fun.
And it's fun for us. It's fun just to interact with the students.
Yeah. And seeing them on that level, you know, because, I mean, obviously it takes a team to lead the University of Jamestown, the educators, the staff. So being on that with the students, it just kind of puts a name to the face and things like that, right?
Exactly. And it shows that we appreciate that they're there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And students love that. Coming from a former student, we love that when that happens. So then it kind of, it comes to a Thursday, which is the big day of the inauguration, right?
But we're not done.
Oh my gosh, I'm jumping ahead.
On Wednesday night, we have 2 soccer games.
Okay.
5:30 is the women's game and 7:30 is the men's.
Awesome.
And Dr. Peterson will be doing the coin flip there. And in between the games, there will be some refreshments served in her honor.
Very good.
So full day on Wednesday.
Yeah, she's going to be all over the place, but I'm sure she's excited about it.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can jump to Thursday, right?
Hey, right.
Okay. Right, and we'll start off Thursday, the big day. We're offering campus tours for anyone, really, from the community, alumni, visiting delegates from other universities. They're welcome to take a campus tour. Those will start at 9 and leave every 15 minutes from the Bedell-Nafis Center. and some new highlights will, of course, be the J House and the Student Success Center and Ragus Library, as well as the Harold Newman Arena.
Right. Wow, there's going to be a lot of highlights on that, because there's been a lot of changes over the summer that, you know, maybe new returning students haven't seen before, the alumni would like to see too. So, and anybody who's maybe looking at going to the University of Jamestown would be a good chance to see that too. So what else is going on, Erin?
Well, we'll have our usual, usually every Wednesday at 11 a.m. we have chapel in Voorhees Chapel.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that again on Thursday at 11.
And then we'll have some special things going on during that chapel service. You know, it will be dedicated to the inauguration, and there'll be some special music, and it'll be a great service.
Perfect.
A special choir is working on some pieces.
Oh, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that, I should ask too, can anybody from the public attend that chapel service?
Absolutely.
They can. Okay, yes. Very good. And that's at 11 at the Voorhees Chapel.
Correct.
Okay. Very good. And then what's next after that, Erin?
Well, we're offering, anyone is welcome to hop into Knight Hall for lunch and go through the line like our students do and enjoy lunch. We'll have our Westminster room or the Heritage room open for visitors to have their lunch in there.
Very good. Okay. Again, Erin Klein and Tina Lawrence joining us on Let's Talk About It, the week of things happening leading up to the inauguration of Dr. Pauli Peterson. Very exciting day for the University of Jamestown. So after lunch, Erin, there's a couple of things happening in the afternoon.
Well, the big event is inauguration.
Okay, I didn't want to miss anything in between there. But big inauguration.
Yeah, we'll be heading over to Harold Newman Arena, and the ceremony starts at 2.
Okay, very good. And now that's free and open. Anybody wants to come and check that out?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And such a historic day for the university. First ever female president. And I'm sure she's looking forward to that day as well. Dr. Pauli Peterson. Anything else following that, Erin, after the inauguration at 2:00?
Yeah, everyone is welcome to stay for a reception afterwards. And we'll be having cake. And then that evening, we have a social and dinner.
Okay.
Also in the Harold Newman Arena. That part will be in the lobby.
Okay, very good.
And people are welcome to check out the website for more information about any of these events.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, because there's a whole schedule, we've talked about all of it, but if anybody wants to, you know, make sure they make it to a certain event or have questions about certain events, they can go to the university website for that?
Absolutely. Okay. It is listed as an event on the homepage, so if you click on the inauguration, it'll take you to a schedule, which will allow you to register for events that you want to come to. The only event that registration is required is for the banquet.
Okay.
And that there is a cost of $25.
Okay.
But again, it's open to the public, and we welcome everyone.
Excellent. Very good. Tina or Erin, anything else you guys wanted to add or anything you wanted to say about the inauguration of Dr. Peterson coming up?
No, just that we welcome the community. As we're all well aware, the college president plays a really significant role, not only at the university, but within the community as well. And we've always enjoyed that collaboration with the community. So.
Absolutely. So just as much a part of the community as university is with the community, we want the community members to be there and support the university with that. So Tina and Erin, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You're welcome.
Thank you.